ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Food.
Well, since the pandemic, the demand for air fryer recipes has soared. It's matched by the impressive rise in air fryer sales. The handy kitchen tool, according to many, has become a favourite among some home cooks, offering what's touted as a cleaner and healthier alternative to traditional frying methods. You can cook chicken, steak, potatoes, bake. In fact, they're the strengths of the air fryer, but are there other delicious creations you can whip up, and what are some easy recipes to try? Kim McCosker is the one to turn to in these circumstances. She's the best-selling author of the Four Ingredients books and has now written the easiest air fryer book ever. Kim, good evening and welcome to Nightlife.
I know. Who knew that through the pandemic, the Australia would just fall in love with the air fryer? I mean, I didn't own an air fryer prior to COVID either, Phil.
No.
And each week we would just watch the hardware sales, the figures, you know, because we were working with a company called Better Home Living, who are all about electrical appliances. And each week they're just telling us the phenomenal air fryer sales statistics.
Why have they become such a thing? Because essentially they're just a machine which blows hot air onto food, aren't they?
Well, two things. Number one, because you know how we have become a nation of fried food? We fry everything. Mm. We fry vegetables. We fry food. We fry everything. It's not just potato chips anymore. So we love fried food. We love the crispy crunchiness of fried food. So you are able to do that in an air fryer without the quantity of oil required, you know, like cafe style. Mm. And the other thing I think as well, with the correlating rise of electricity costs, it is a lot cheaper to turn a very small air fryer on for a fraction of the time to cook something than it is an oven, you know, or a similar appliance, you know, a bigger appliance. So they're why I think we, and I think too, you know, for those in lockdown with just one or two people, it gave them something to learn, you know, an air fryer. Like I found the elderly were the first really early adopters of the air fryer, because generally they're only cooking for one.
Because you can cook very small amounts of food in them.
Totally. You can put one beautiful, you know, piece of salmon, mix a little bit of, you know, almond meal and mayonnaise, season it, salt and pepper, and then 8 minutes later you've got the perfectly cooked piece of salmon. So, you know, you could put one, you know, fillet of chicken, and you know how you've heard of a Hasselback potato where you cut all these lovely slits into your potato. Well, you do that with a chicken breast, but you may not do as many. And, you just stuff it with maybe some cheese, some ricotta, some spinach, and then 13 minutes later, you know, you've got a golden crispy piece of chicken on the outside, and it's sort of locked in all that beautiful moisture on the inside, so it's never really drying out your chicken breast. So, yeah, I think that was the reason.
Okay, cooks would say yes, but hang on, if you use your oven correctly, because all ovens these days and modern electric ovens have a fan-forced function, so they blow hot air around as well.
But they're still a lot bigger than the average, you know, you just think of your own oven. It's either 60 centimetres wide or 90 centimetres wide, or you know, so it takes a lot more energy and time to heat up a standard oven than an air fryer.
So that's the thing. So they're smaller. They can cook smaller amounts of food. And you say for a lot of people who live, you know, especially people living on their own or just in couples, it's a lot quicker and easier.
It's a lot quicker and it's a lot more energy efficient, you know, like to turn on your oven. It's like using a slow cooker, you know, a slow cooker on low for 8 hours draws a hell of a lot less energy than an oven on 180 for an hour. You know, so a slow cooker on 8 hours will draw less energy than an oven for an hour at 180. Same as an air fryer. And I think because it is just such a small area and it uses that kind of hot air technology, it just, you know, it traps in a really hot air that circulates the entire in a smaller area, you know, the entire.
Is it really as good? Is it really as good as something that's probably been properly fried?
I mean, my boys, look, a chip, you know, a chip that's just straight out of a deep fryer is, you know, fresh on the inside, golden crisp on the outside. So long as you don't overcrowd your air fryer, so long as, you know, I mean, each piece of potato needs air to crisp it up. So if you've got overlapping potatoes, some part of the potato may not be as crispy as if it were fried, where every little bit of the potato is getting oil to it. But it's going to be a hell of a lot healthier for you if that's, you know, your shtick, if you're looking for a healthier, you know, diet, or you're looking to cut your oils. You know, every time you consume a tablespoon of oil, it's the equivalent to the calories in a cappuccino. So, you know, if you're looking to cut that down, then, you know, air frying is definitely something I think, yeah, that is attractive to a lot of people.
Okay, I'm talking with Kim Bukoska, author of the easiest air fryer book ever. And Kim's had experience with these things. The four ingredients books, of course, been phenomenally successful. Now, tell me, what sort of machine, because you get they seem to come in all shapes and sizes, air fryers. I mean, they are another appliance on the bench, aren't they? So what sort of one should you go for? Should you go for a big one, or what should you do? I mean, because you can buy ones that are relatively cheap and then your others are much more expensive. What do you think you should do?
So in our office, we have two. We have the $89 Kmart air fryer, which is just one round basket. So, and it's great, you know, for the two of us, my Melinda, my brand manager, and I, if we're at the desk for lunch, you know, it's great just to put, you know, two bits of steak or two bits of salmon or two bits of fish in it, whatever, you know, two capsicums stuffed with various fillings in it. But when I come home, I have a Philips layered. There's a three, so it has three shelves to it. It's layered because I have I'm feeding three boys of an evening, you know, 18, 21, 18 and 15. And, yeah, we need quantity. So I use that here. I have two different ones, one in the office and one at home. So I think if it's just the two of you and you're new to air frying and you don't want to outlay, you know, $300 or $400 in an appliance you're not sure you're going to use as often as you should to get value, just go to Kmart, try the basic one. And if you find, if you, you know, because to be honest, Phil, if I was to give you a chip cooked out of a $400 air fryer and an $89 air fryer, you would know no different. You would know no different. Really, to me, it's the quantity that you can cook in those appliances that, you know, is the major difference. So if it's just you and your hubby, or you on your own and you're thinking I might do it, I would start with the most basic there is, which is just an Anko brand at Kmart. And then if you love it and you are having, you're inviting people over for air fryer parties, then you can, you know, you can upgrade to a better one, a, you know, one with layers. You can, you know, do more with it. Put your chips at the top and put your steak on the bottom and do two different types of, you know, dishes in the one. So, you know, but that comes with a little bit of, you know, trial and error and confidence when it comes to using the appliance.
So they tend to be quite small. I mean, you've got recipes for cooking a whole chicken in your book here.
Yeah,
you'd need a big one to cook a chicken, wouldn't you?
Well, you can get, say, for example, there's at Kmart, there's different liters. You know, you can get a $69.99, you can get an $89.99. So, you know, or you can, yeah, you can get much bigger. So it just depends on, obviously, I'm doing a whole chicken because my boys will eat, will eat a whole chicken. But, you know, if it's just one of you, you may not want a whole chicken. So it just really depends on the individual. But I often say if you're starting out, if it's piqued your interest, if someone's, you know, recommended you give it a go, start with just a basic one. And then mine doesn't sit on my bench top because, as you said, you know, how many appliances can one kitchen have?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
You do a count and we've got so many. But I've got one that I can just pop back in, clean it out, wipe it out, pop back into my little box, into my, you know, storage area, and then pull it out when I need it. So, yeah, just start with a simple one and see how you go and advance from there.
So what are some essential tips and tricks here to achieve the best results, do you think?
So the best results I find is preheating your air fryer, just like an oven. You know, if you're baking cakes and literally anything you can bake in an oven, you can bake in an air fryer. So, I mean, it's got to be solid though. So like a cake, you know, you've got to bake it in a tin, et cetera. So, but I find preheating works. Grease your basket so that, for example, if you do your roast chicken, it doesn't kind of stick to it, just a light mist of a spray oil. Try to avoid overcrowding because things are crispy where that hot air touches them. So, you know, if you're doing a big batch of sweet potato fries or potato fries, you know, cook them maybe for preheat, cook for 4 minutes, give it a really good shake, toss, season, cook for another 4 minutes, give it another really good shake, and, you know, you may need another 2 minutes after that. So avoid overcrowding and then shake often to aerate. You know, if you've got layers and layers of vegetables or food on, you know, on top of each other. But, you know, once you get started, like, the things my family love the most in an air fryer are broccoli and Brussels sprouts, and you know, you might be really. I reckon broccoli in the air fryer is the best way to eat broccoli. It's delicious.
See, I would normally, if I'm trying to cook vegetables freshly and simply, I would just probably steam them. You reckon this is better?
Well, I mean, no, steaming, I think, locks in the nutrients. Yeah. It is by far raw is by far the best. Steaming second, and then it goes on and on and on. But, you know, we all love variety. And every now and then, if you have a lot, you know, an excess amount of a certain vegetable, then the air fryer is a great way to experiment with it. But like capsicums, you know, sometimes you get those odd bags where you buy four that aren't quite perfect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I do my bolognese for the boys one night or my chili con carne. And then the next day I'll just chop the lid of the capsicum, scoop out the membrane, and I'll use it as the cup, and I'll put the bolognese in, maybe a little bit of parmesan cheese, some spinach, a bit more parmesan cheese, and then, you know, 10 minutes in your air fryer and you have just got the tastiest bowl, you know, for your bolognese or your chili con carne or your curry, or, you know, so that's a really easy way. There's so many different things. Once you start, you know, and once you've got your, you know, favorite little cookbook and you start, you just go, oh, you know, you actually become the creator of a lot of really good
Does it replace an oven and a microwave, do you think, for a single person, for example?
Well, I don't know, like 2021-22, when I released the easiest air fryer book ever, I reckon every month we were being asked to demonstrate its use in retirement villages. Such was the popularity of it, where people are living just with one or two others.
That's right.
And yeah, it was kind of replacing the oven. You know, and I have a girlfriend of mine who lives in Mundubbera, and they just moved from a house to like a you know, very small, you know, donga, and with her husband, and she didn't even install an oven. She just used a larger air fryer. So, you know, I still have an oven. I actually have three. Do I have a microwave? Absolutely. I do a convection oven. It's my fourth. And then I also have, because what the other thing that I haven't told you, and this is what I really love about my air fryer, is its ability to refresh. So, you know, on a Friday night, if you order a pizza or a footy, like if you watched, you know, the footy in Vegas on, you know, on the weekend, you bought a pizza and invariably you've usually got, you know, a few slices left over. Well, the next day they just go soggy in the microwave. 5 minutes in an air fryer at 180 are like, you have just bought it, you know, from the pizza, your favorite pizza
shop. So it'd reheat pastry in the same way, would it?
Oh, it reheats pastry better.
Okay.
Better and faster than the oven, way better than the microwave. Microwave, I think, tends to go really soggy. So anything cooked in like puff pastry is far nicer. Like, you know, sausage rolls reheated in the microwave are soggy. Reheated in the air fryer, oh, it's like you just bought them.
Okay.
So stale bread rolls as well. I often just sprinkle a couple of drops of water, and then just literally a minute in the air fryer at 160, and they are like as fresh as new. So good. So really good to refresh and reheat in the air fryer as well. All 1 to 2 day old pastry or, you know, bread like.
There we are. There we are, particularly if you're on your own. It may well be something that you're interested in, and Kim McCosker is the expert here. She's written a book called The Easiest Air Fryer Book Ever, and she's been our guest tonight. Kim, it's been terrific to talk. Thank you.
I hope it's been helpful, and happy air frying, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.